Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And we're excited.
Yes.
This is Pro-Life Month. It is the month of January. And EWTN will have great coverage for all the marches that are going to be happening from the West Coast to the East Coast, and hopefully stuff that's happening in your
state.
One
Life LA, 118. March for Life DC, January 24th. Walk for Life West Coast. And so much going on locally in people's communities, capitals of each of those. So the momentum is building to be the face of life, the face of the preborn, the face for healing for those who've been involved in abortion.
And today we have Tina Bauman joining us, and she is the president and the founder of Padre Pio Haven of Hope. And it's an organization dedicated to supporting life at all stages. And so Tina will be here and sharing with us her inspiring journey of founding this ministry and discuss practical ways that we can all defend the value of life. And you can go to our website, Padre Pio Haven of hope.org.
Yeah.
And also on our show today, we're going to have Father Wade Menezes with us.
Yeah.
And I hope you've been enjoying his great preaching all this week on EWTN while all of the priests are on retreat. It's like they're gone, but yay, Father Wade's here.
Yeah.
So we're excited to have Father Wade with us.
So I think for this show today, that website is very important for you to know. Padre Pio Haven of Hope. .org. Why is it so important? It's a great website, but they want to be a service. They've been a great service in the Baltimore area, everything pro-life there, but they want to expand throughout this entire nation. And they're dealing with seven areas of pro-life, educating you, resources available, a one-stop place, adoption, adverse diagnosis, assisted suicide, natural family planning, post-abortion, pregnancy help, pregnancy loss, senior care and planning, and suicide prevention. It's going to be a great show. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we are thrilled to have today with us Tina Bauman. She is the president and the founder of Padre Pio Ministry. And you could go out to the website. It's Padre Pio, havenofhope.org. So, Tina, tell us a little bit about yourself first, okay?
Sure.
And then tell us how this ministry got started.
I'd be happy to. I have been married to a wonderful man for the past 52 years, have four grown children who are magnificent, and seven grandchildren, and they live all over the country. So our family time together is precious. I also am the oldest of four children. My mom had me and then a son and another son and then a daughter, and the last child was born with Down syndrome. Her name was Pammy. And when she was born, we had no clue what Down syndrome was or even anything about it, but the doctor told her, told my mom to take her to the State Institute and she'd probably live 2 weeks and just forget about her. My mom would never think of doing something like that, so she cried for quite a while, but after the tears stopped, she decided to open a daycare center so Pam could be around typically developing peers. Became the biggest daycare center in the state, 250 children. And Pammy worked there every day till she died at the age of 53, not 2 weeks after she was born.
What do they know?
Right, and they think I think docs still today think that we should do everything we're told by them, but I think this this ministry really got started because I started my pro-life ministry when she was born. It It began when I was 16 years of age, and I did all kind of volunteer work. I volunteered at the Florence Crittenden Home for Unwed Mothers and became a girlfriend of one of the unwed 16-year-old teens there, and just continued with things like that throughout my life until till I went to Italy, where this seed was planted.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about your trip to Italy, where exactly you went, and why that encounter led to a greater development. You already had a foundation because of your sister, your heart, your mother's great stand. God works all things together for good for those who love him. So here you have somebody telling your mother, well, just put her in an institution and she might have, and 250 children come through as well as your sister. But what happened in Italy? Where were you and what took place?
Well, my daughter and I took a pilgrimage through Rome and Loreto and Luciana. But the most important place we went for me was San Giovanni Rotunda, where the monastery of St. Padre Pio is, and he's there. Somewhat incorrupt, not 100%, but a little bit still incorrupt. Mm-hmm. And we were blessed because his personal valet, Father Alessio, had mm-hmm. an opportunity to talk with us for about an hour about his deep devotion to getting souls out of purgatory and his devotion to accumulating more spiritual children and becoming a spiritual child of Padre Pio. And when I left there, I had planted a seed in my heart that I needed to go home and start a pro-life ministry. This was in 1996. Mm-hmm. Fast forward 26 years and the ministry evolved mm-hmm. and became, you know, it went live on a website.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the beautiful thing about your obedience and your tender heart and your spirit being so docile, it's like, Lord, I want more of what you want. And, you know, none of us on this couch are young.
Right.
The beautiful thing is that we are called to be light and salt until our dying breath.
Yeah.
And we have wisdom to bring. And you had that beautiful family experience. And what a witness of your mother.
Yeah.
Just to say, oh, no, my daughter's life has dignity, value, and worth. And as the world would throw away Down syndrome children, unwanted children, not perfect children. And we know that 90% now of women who get the diagnosis of Down syndrome, they're aborted.
Right.
Right? It's like, it's like, wait a minute, my sister's life had dignity, value, and worth, and look at the beautiful good that came out of it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And your mother, what a witness that was to the whole state, to the whole community, the people mm-hmm. go, that we have a place to go and to be and to be loved and to be cared for and to grow and right. to participate. And you know your sister's life brought great dignity, value, and worth to you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she brought such joy to all of us, mm-hmm. challenging, but mm-hmm. joy-filled. And I think of places like Iceland, and there are other countries who have eliminated Down syndrome mm-hmm. because of physician-assisted suicide or euthanasia, mm-hmm. which is why that's wound up in our brochure as something that we want people to be informed about mm-hmm. and make informed decisions about before they jump the gun, because even with sonograms, what I've been reading is 85% of those are false positives. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you could be aborting a child who really yeah. doesn't have right. Down syndrome. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us, what is the vision ministry? So you're talking about Italy, San Giovanni yes. Rotunda, and what the Lord placed in your heart. Did he place it whole as it is now, or did it develop over time? What is the ministry vision?
No, it was totally unknown to me. And as I said, it was 26 years mm-hmm. before we actually got started. Mm-hmm. But once I'm a retired nurse, worked 50 years, and once I retired, I had an opportunity to think and do more pro-life ministry mm-hmm. work, which I had been doing lots of anyhow. One of the blessings was that, I'm going a little blank now, hold on, okay. just give me a minute. One of the blessings was that, I don't think even at our age, like you said, that we should not listen to God mm-hmm. and hear His word. And I feel like He plants a seed in our heart, but we need to help grow and nurture that seed. Mm-hmm. And so in doing that, I sought advice from a lot of pro-life people. Should we have another pregnancy center home? What should we do right. with this thought I had in mm-hmm. my head about yeah. a pro-life ministry? And Cindy Ritter, the executive director of our Pregnancy Center North, said, girls don't read brochures anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't read books. They don't read things that would be helpful. Mm-hmm. They go.
Well, people don't read anything that's more than a paragraph.
Well, they go online.
Right.
And online, they become informed if they want to become yeah. informed about specific things that they know about or don't know about. And as a nurse, I've always thought that making an informed decision was the most important thing in helping patients I dealt with. So mm-hmm. why wouldn't it be helpful to these young women or even older people facing death, mm-hmm. People facing adverse diagnosis? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't it be helpful to help them make informed decisions that are life-affirming
right.
and
yes.
not.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the culture is telling us that the medical community is telling us that the most compassionate thing to do, right, is to, you know, nobody needs to suffer.
Right.
You have an adverse diagnosis. How is this going to affect the rest of your family? It probably would be best to have an abortion. Or, you know, what's happening up in Canada. And, you know, with people who are depressed
right.
and you get to have physician-assisted suicide because right. you're sad. Well, we're all sad.
Right.
But too bad. Life goes on and you get on with the living, you
right.
know.
Right.
And nobody knows how to work through our feelings. And it's just, and so we're all being dictated okay. by
right.
compassion. This is the most compassionate and kind thing to do.
Right.
When it is not. When you want to be informed, when you want to be educated, where they can go to your website and receive some information and say, is this the best decision?
Right. One of the best supporters, all the supporters were wonderful, that helped guide me and share ideas with how this should actually play out, was Sister Dee Dee Byrne, mm-hmm. who is a friend of EWTN's
yeah, right.
longstanding. And she actually gave us a first-class relic from Mother Teresa
wow.
when she cared for Mother Teresa. But it was because of the support of all these people that this mm-hmm. came to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So your site, because your site is wonderfully done, by the way. It's great. So there's a lot there about education, information. You have a prayer team movement for people
right.
that are contacting
right.
you. You have a monthly meeting. We can get into this as best we can. But you seem, and again, your site, your ministry, to what I'm seeing, serve mainly Maryland, Baltimore area in
right.
terms of resources. But now it looks like you're expanding the resources to
right.
help people, accompany people in these nine areas
right.
and good resources, Catholic resources, that can be used from all over the nation. And your areas, again, are adoption, adverse diagnosis, assisted suicide, natural family planning, post-abortion,
right.
pregnancy help, pregnancy loss, senior care and planning, suicide prevention. I've never seen a website dealing with all that. And you don't deal with it in totality, but you're trying to say, hey, you can click on these areas and get really excellent information and phone numbers and get to their websites and so on.
Right.
And so this is like kind of like a one-stop pro-life place that's developing.
And it's Catholic-based. We started vetting every piece of information that came in regarding a resource. And when you think about adoption, let's use as an example, there aren't a lot of Catholic adoption
right.
agencies because of multiple reasons. But there's some wonderful Christian adoption mm-hmm. agencies. So you won't find it exclusively Catholic, but you will find the Christian Catholic core belief value and core belief systems in mm-hmm. place in all of the topics that you you know, you click on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what do you know if which one people are clicking on the most and the evening, you know, because it's always, we get clicks on our site where girls are, it's the middle of the night, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and they're filling out their appointment because they want to get an ultrasound because they're thinking about abortion. You know, and so sometimes, you know, to have that there available, nobody wants to talk to anybody, but I'll go there, click, read, understand, and then maybe there's going to be a 1-800 number, you know, where I can call and then maybe have a conversation with somebody.
Well, we have a prayer team, and it's actually not just a resource ministry, but it's a prayer team ministry, and there is no phone number, but there is, if you look on the second page of the website, you'll find info at PadrePioHavenOfHope.org. Yeah. If you want to talk about a prayer request, which we get a lot of, and we get a variety of prayer requests. We have 40 people who will receive a text from our prayer team leader, and those 40 people will stop in the moment and they will pray for the situation.
Sure.
And one of the things we're trying to do is not just build up the resource information from all states across the country, but we're trying to increase the prayer team. And so we're asking people to click on that info at PadrePio.com to be able to let us know, or the prayer at PadrePio.com, .org,
yeah,
sorry.
That's okay.
To get information to us about, you know, what their needs are and how we can help.
Well, yeah, I think that's going to attract a lot of people to the site. Indeed, I hope so, just because you've got these 9 areas, but some people are saying, I'm not necessarily connecting with you about these areas. I have a troubled child, something's going on in my marriage, somebody's suffering in some way. Would your team pray for us? Are you looking for team members as well to be a part of that prayer?
We are.
Okay.
We are definitely
They could
looking.
Be in different states?
Absolutely, because they'll simply get a text from Denise, our prayer team leader.
Okay.
And once they get that text, we don't find out from the person who's asking for prayers what the outcome is.
Right.
We don't need to know. We just pray for them.
Right. You just know. They just need to know that there are people willing to come up alongside of them and to be intercessors.
Right.
And to pray for them and carry their burden.
Let's take a break. Oh, no, we're not going to take a break. We're going to have to conclude at this point. Thank God we have tomorrow to be with you. There's so much more that we need to hear about what you're doing. It's excellent and truly, you know, one of a kind. So we want people to definitely get involved with the Padre Pio Haven of Hope ministry. And again, the website is
PadrePioHavenOfHope.org.
He said that. That was good. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, if you've been watching the morning mass, you know that Father Wade has been in the house all this week, and we're so excited to have him. And he's filling in for all the friars who are on a beautiful retreat. Well, Father Wade, so that means you get to be Father John Paul.
Yes, that's right. the black's filling in for the brown.
That's
like
right. And you have hair, and which is fun. So, Father, what did you think of Tina and her sharing?
Two things. Tina's life and her apostolate with the Padre Pio Haven of Hope organization shows forth the greatness that a listening ear to God can accomplish. She told us that she started getting involved, really involved at age 16, herself, and let alone her sister who had Down syndrome, who stayed involved throughout her life assisting, right? And died, I believe, at 53. Tina herself was very much imbued with the pro-life ethic from her Catholic family upbringing, she said. And that moved her as a teenager to become involved as well with the apostolate, at the time of her family's involvement. And this grew into something personal for her with the trip to Italy. And that's just a beautiful thing, because it shows that the soul, the person, the body-soul composite is open to God's wisdom, open to God's direction. And so her life shows that with the establishment of this organization. What about those who may be suffering from this point in their life, of from any of these nine different areas, whether it's adverse diagnosis, assisted suicide, not sure if they want to naturally family plan according to the church's teaching, how to deal with a post-abortion. If they can listen as well with their ear to God's voice speaking through this particular organization, that could be a wonderful thing that can transform their life.
Yeah, you know? And what I love about her, Tina's beautiful witness, is that no matter what age and stage we find ourselves
right.
in life,
That's
that
right.
we always have to keep our ear close to God's heart.
Yes.
Because He needs to use us.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a sphere of influence.
That's right.
In different places and where we are, but we have to be open that God could say, I want to use your 50 years of nursing.
That's right.
You know, it's not like she hung up her stethoscope and said, I'm done.
Right, right.
You know?
You know, we want to remain soldiers of Christ. Even if retirement does enter the picture, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that God's granted us good health. We can continue to practice volunteerism, for example. Mm-hmm. So all these things really come to fruition, and you see them visibly at work when you come across an organization like this.
Mm-hmm. You know? Father, close us in a prayer with a blessing, please.
I certainly will. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, descend upon all of our viewers this day at Home with Jim and Joy, and also upon all those who carry out the good apostolate works of the Padre Pio Haven of Hope. We ask all these good things through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
You're most welcome.
Well, thank you for joining us today. Father gave a good challenge to us all. At whatever place and stage we are in life, we're always called to listen to the Lord and to respond to His Word, however He speaks, at whatever stage in our lives. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.